Hello, and welcome to another episode of Archived Audio Reviews, the show where old becomes new and in stereo too. This Thing of Ours, episodes 1 through 5. The first episode of Scott Spaulding's This Thing of Ours is a great mixture of first-person viewpoint, production value, and what can be accomplished in an audio drama. The story plays out like one being told in the first-person point of view. Normally, in film and radio, it's often a cheap trick to give away exposition, and oftentimes is not received well by audiences. This, however, is an exception. So far, this show sets my bar way above other audio dramas that use voiceover narration. I say this because they are often used as a comedic element of the story. This Thing of Ours just proves that you can treat this story technique seriously. I honestly wish that there were more voiceovers that didn't put a joke in just to poke fun at the fact that it's a voiceover. When Carmine Santarelli is describing Joey 8-Ball Scarfitti, he just flat out explained how he got his nickname, and the story continued. Most of the time, a sequence like that would detach a reader from the story. The dreaded info dump, if you will. Maybe this is just a perk of audio dramas, but I didn't get derailed at all. It could have been the acting, the amazing production value, or the script that made it work. All of these basic elements of any audio drama have to work together. I can't tell you how many times I've been turned off because of a sound effect or audio filter. I never really have much to say about the acting component, because usually the actors do a great job at their performances. This Thing of Ours is no different. The production was phenomenal and rivaled that of the Leviathan Chronicles. Starting off the second episode with a long expository voiceover isn't exactly the best way to start. It was interesting but bordered on being a simple info dump. The first episode never crossed that line. It came close, but it never went over. That and the episode didn't start with a monologue. The first episode blew me out of the water. However, the second episode walked the carefully constructed line episode 1 created. There wasn't that much new and exciting going on. The production value, again, really amped up the experience. And with a mafia story, there can always be room for increasing the interest. The main point this episode makes in terms of the plot is that two guys threaten two of Carmine's workers. Other than that scene, the rest of the episode is just exposition and an occasional, somewhat funny, joke/wisecrack. Using the lyric, "Reunited and it feels so good" as a joke, in my mind is kind of cliche. To someone else, however, it may be original. The joke also seemed forced, but that's probably because of it being a potential cliche. There are better ways of expositing than an info dump. The whole spiel about the garbage service of New York City being the new prohibition was interesting, but wasn't really relevant to the story. There are going to be some people who need an explanation as to why having two people threaten to take a stop from Carmine is important, but they already established that without an info dump earlier, making the backstory unnecessary. There seems to be a pattern in regards to how this story advances. There's only one advance per episode, which is fine in a seemingly ongoing series, but when you add in all the exposition slash voiceover, there hasn't been much substance these past couple episodes. The production value is top-notch as always, but the episode barely had any meat on the bones in terms of story. It was merely just fat that needed to be trimmed off. When hearing the tagline for This Thing of Ours, a story about life in the mafia, images of Scorsese and Coppola enter into the imagination. The holiday party was hands down the most immersive scene about the mafia lifestyle. The scene had such great ambience, it felt like you're sitting in the room with them. Rarely do characters from books paint an image in the mind's eye. The fact that it's possible to visualize speaks a lot to the mixing of this episode. During that scene, the listener feels like a character witnessing the story firsthand. It's the difference between hearing a story and actively engaging with it. Like some movies, it's more about the experience than the film itself. The final scene, which constantly shifts the point of view from Frank and Mickey to the people outside, is so tense. Cutting back and forth between shots works well in movies on a variety of levels. After hearing this episode, if watching the same events play out on a screen, the fear wouldn't be half as emotional. This is a testament to the medium of sound.
Welcome to a new decade and a new but familiar audio drama reviews. We of course have reviews in the form of simultaneous blog posts and podcast episodes, as well as archived audio reviews, the show where old becomes new and in stereo too. Interviews and audible fiction visual illusion episodes are now on a separate feed. You can find them by searching for Audio Drama News and Interviews on your favorite podcast platform. Also returning is What We Listen To. Shorter reviews and previews of content to come on the blog and podcast.
Visit audiodramareviews.com/media.